们一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let's all prepare our hearts with a silent prayer.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息圣日下午的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue with our afternoon service.
啊，一起来唱赞美诗二十四首。
Let's all sing hymn 24.
啊，我们再一次一起同心跪下来祷告。
We will now once again kneel down and pray together.
我们同样祈求主耶稣基督来带领祝福我们下午的聚会。
Let's ask God to guide and bless our service this afternoon.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
啊，我们教会读经的进度已经进到四世纪。
So the progress of our Bible reading is already in the book of Judges.
啊，所以我们用下午安息日的时间。哦、对四世纪来向我们弟兄姐妹、啊、做一个概略性的介绍。
So we would like to use this afternoon session to talk a little bit about the overview of the book of Judges.、
啊、也做我们在、读经、哦、或者是在查经的时候、哦、我们的一个、参考。
So this can also be used as a guideline and reference for our studies when we read the book.、
哦、许多人对四世纪的印象啊哦、就是这些士师们。
Many people's recollection of the book is all related to the judges.、
哦、像基甸啊、参孙啊等等这些英雄人物。
The heroes such as Gideon and Samson.、
哦、那在阅读士师记的时候、啊哦、也经常啊。目光焦点就放在这些英雄人物的身上。
And oftentimes when we read the book of Judges, we put our focus on these heroes.
哦，以及啊，啊这些故事当中。
Also, as well as the stories.
哦，但是四世纪啊，也有它比较深入，哦，深值得我们省思和、哦、细腻的一面。
But there's also an aspect of deeper study within the book.
哦，它也有神学方面的。这个蕴藏的意义。
There are some hidden meanings behind the theological aspect of the book.
哦，来启迪我们有关永恒的真理。
Which can also remind us of the truth behind salvation.
哦，当然最重要的是啊，哦，四世纪啊，提供我们生活上的镜子。
But more importantly, it also provides a mirror within our life.
哦，让我们借着啊这些以色列先民啊他们的足迹啊。来作为我们信仰的方向。
So that we can see and take a look at all the pitfalls of the Israelites as a guideline to our path in our life.
哦，首先呢、啊，啊、看看啊，这个四世纪啊，为什么啊叫做四世纪
？So first to talk about why this book is called the Book of Judges.
哦，在四世纪啊，哦这个名词啊，在希伯来文当中啊，是四世的一个复数形式。
So the name behind Judges is actually the Hebrew text, which is Sopodim, refers to plural meaning of Judges.
哦，也就是说哈，在这一卷啊，这个啊这一卷书卷里头，哦，都是记载着这些士师们的故事。
Which also means that within this book, it contains the stories of all these judges.
哦，那士师啊，这个名词啊，啊是源自于统治者。
And the original meaning text of judge is to lead, to the role of the, of guide of judging.
Ruler.
Ruler.
或者是有这个 judge, 就是审判官的意思。
Meaning to judge.
但是在四世纪当中啊，过半数的士师啊，都是以这个拯救者的身份来出现。
But many, about half, more than half of the judges in the book, all took on the role of delivering the people.
所以士师本身哈也有这个拯救者的意义在里头。
So the original meaning of judges also means to deliver.
所以这个士师记哦，是因为这些士师们的故事啊，哦而取作名字的。
And the book, the name came because of the storyline behind these judges.
那再来有关作者的部分。
So following regards to the author.
哦、根据犹太人、他们这个塔勒木、的这个说法，四世纪的作者、就是撒母耳。
According to the Talmud, the Jewish tradition, the book of Judges was written by Samuel.、
但是我们如果照这个文学批判的角度来看
，But according to the perspective of the theologians,、
似乎啊，这个四世纪的成书、 是在之后被掳的时期。
The period of the judges is, of course, captured after when we read the book.
换句话说，是有人把士师记这个资料收集起来，编著成书。
So in other words, somebody compiled these books and made it into the book of Judges.
对现今的人来说，很多人对这个士师记的作者是才保留的态度。
So many people will withhold and hold on to the not knowing the author of who the true author was.
因为他们认为这个士师记在这个抄写经文的过程当中，也有可能导致一些内容的改变。
Because they feel that within the context when they were transcribing the text, there might be some changes that were done.
让我们没有办法非常的确定到底谁是作者。
So it is uncertain for us to know who the author truly was.
但是无论作者是谁，这个不是最重要的。
But regardless of who the author is, that is not important.
对我们在阅读士师记的同时并不会影响士师记本身的价值跟它的内容。
Because when we read the book of Judges, it will not have any impact on its content as well as its value.
那接下来我们来看这个年代。
So following, let's take a look at the time period.
如同这个作者是谁一样，关于士师记的这个年代，在历史上也一直有争论。
So there were also debate within the history of the period of the book.
如果从这个列王记上的六章一节那边来看。
If we start from 1 Kings chapter 6 verse 1.
那边说自以色列人出埃及到所罗门王建殿，总共有480年。
It states that when the Israelites left Egypt, it entered into the land. It was about 400 years. 480 years.
但以色列人在旷野漂流40年。
But the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years.
约书亚做领袖大概有16年。
And Joshua was a ruler for about 16 years.
那参孙就是最后一个士师士师记里头的这个参孙，距离扫罗做王大概有5年。
And Samson, which was the last judge in the book of Judges, was about 5 years away from the time of Saul becoming king.
那大卫跟这个扫罗都各做王40年。
And King David and Saul were both kings for about 40 years each.
加上所罗门王在位4年。
And then also including the reign of Solomon 4 years.
所以总共算起来145年。
So when you add that all together, it is 145 years.
所以从这里我们可以看到说士师记最多就是335年的这个时间。
So from this we can see that the period within Judges is at most 355 years.
以这个士师记所提到迫害跟平静的年日的总和410年总共有75年的差距。
So including the times of persecution and peace, it adds up to 410 years, which results in a discrepancy of 75 years.
那对这个差距传统的解释是认为士师记里头某一些事件是同时发生的。
So according to traditional explanation, it is believed that some of these events happened and occurred simultaneously.
也就是说这个士师并不是全国性的领导者。
Which means that the judges was not limited to just the regional influence.
他只不过是地方性的领导者。
It was only, they were only rulers of that region, particular region.
有可能说某个人在这里做士师，另外一个人在另外一个地方做士师。
It is possible that a judge is a judge in this region, while another judge is the ruler of another region.
是同时做士师来解释这个相差75年。
So they were judges at the same time, and that will also help us understand the discrepancy.
这个是有关士师记年代上差距的一个解释。
So that's the explanation in regards to the time period of Judges.
那接下来我们看一下说士师记他著作的目的。
So following, we will take a look at the author's objective of the book.
哦，四世纪他著作的目的啊，就是要指出以色列人啊离弃真神的后果啊，就是痛苦，就是受压制，就是被管教责打。
So the objective is to point out the sufferings that the Israelites encountered after they abandoned God.
哦，但是只要肯悔改，回归神，就能够得着复兴，就能够得着太平。
But as long as they repented and returned to God, they would receive revival and peace.
哦，这个是四世纪他著作的目的。
So this is the objective of the author.
好，那接下来就是有关哦，有关是士师时代的这个哦这个历史背景。
So following is some of the historical background within the period of Judges.
哦，这个是在我们读士师记的时候，我们必须要明白的。
This is something that we should all understand when we read the book of Judges.
哦，第一个哦，士师记告诉我们一个特定的一个历史的史观。
So the first is it tells us of a point in history.
好，如同我们投影片上面所这个图片上所显示的。
As the slide shows.
好，当人们遵行神的诫命，就能够得着神的祝福。
That if a person is subjected to the commands of the Lord, then they will be blessed.
好，那咒诅啊，就临到那个这个违背神的人的身上。
And often curse will be upon those that disobey the Lord.
哦，这种观念哦，被称作是哦《生命记》的史观呢。
So this concept becomes the concept of Deuteronomy.
哦，那这个也是《四世纪》的描述。
This is also the depiction of the Book of Judges.
好，所以我们从《四世纪》的阅读当中都会共同看到。
So this is something that we will see as we read the book of Judges.
十二位士师每一位出场的时候都是以色列人行神眼中看为恶的事。
So the 12 judges, every time they are introduced, it is often after the time the Israelites sin against the Lord.
然后就是神把他们交在某某人的手中。
And then following is the Lord delivers them upon so-and-so's hands.
接着就是百姓在痛苦中呼求神。
And then following, you will see the cry and the outcry of the people to the Lord.
然后就是神兴起士师来拯救他们。
And then the Lord will place within them a judge to be their savior.
接着就带出这个士师他们的故事。
So then it will bring out the storyline behind that particular judge.
就像我们投影上面最上面那个犯罪受苦哀求蒙拯救。
Just like the slide shows, it's the cycle of sin, suffering, pleading, and then salvation.
如此不断的循环。
And the cycle continues.
四世纪十二个士师里头记载着他们这个以色列人有七次的循环。
So in the book of Judges, it records that this cycle happened 7 times.
那再来。在这个历史背景方面值得我们注意的。
Following something for us to pay attention to in
history. 就是以色列人他们始终没有办法遵照神的旨意把这个迦南地的民族把他们赶逐殆尽。
It is that the Israelites did not hold out the command of the Lord to cast out all the Canaanites in the land.
而这些留下来的迦南民族就成为这些选民们将来生活上的枷锁。
And the people that remained, the Canaanites, became their enemies and their barriers in their life.
一方面引诱以色列百姓偏离神。
In one aspect, they would bring the Israelites away from the Lord.
那一方面也成为神刑罚这些选民的工具。
And then another aspect, it was a tool that the Lord used to discipline the people.
这是在士师记里头这些外族人他们所扮演的角色。
So this is the role that these foreigners played in the book of Judges.
还有我们如果从参考资料了解四世纪就已经是进入到这个铁器的时代了。
So we know when we refer to the references that the book of Judges entered into the time of
铁器的文明时代 iron
of iron of the the iron tradition.
是这个铁器哦，这个的制造啊，却一直掌握在北边的哦，这个赫人外族人哦的手里啊。
The cultural making of iron, which is in the holds of the people that are on the northern side.
哦，这就是为什么四世纪里头说啊，哦，以色列全境普遍缺乏铁器的原因。
And that is why it states in the book of Judges that the Israelites were lacking in that material.
好，那有人哦认为说这个士师加山哦之所以会用这个赶牛棍哦来击杀仇敌非利士人。
So there are people who said that they used the staff to fend off the Philistines.
因为没有武器啊，没有铁器可以用啊，没有铁刀、铁枪啊。
Because they did not have weapons or material such as steel to make weapons.
哦，那士师记啊，哦，谈到这个底波拉做士师的时候，哦。
So when Judges mentioned of the prophetess Deborah when she was the judge.
耶宾王的手下。哦，将军西西拉他有铁车。
It talks about the enemy's king Jabin who had chariots of steel.
这些哦都是啊，当时哦迦南人在武器在文明方面胜过哦这个以色列人的记载。
It records at the time when the Canaanites had better outnumbered them in their weaponry.
哦，这个也是啊，在四世纪一开始就记载说啊。哦，以色列人没办法哦赶逐平原的居民，因为他们有铁车。
And the reason for why the Israelites were not able to cast out all the people in the land was because they had chariots of steel.
好，所以神的选民无论是在文明的程度，哦，武器的精良度，都不如住在迦南地的这些外族人。
So the chosen people of God, whether it be in their weapons or in their manpower, they could not compare to those that had lived in the land.
哦，但是在神的帮助之下，他们仍然能够克敌制胜。
But with the aid and assistance from the Lord, they were able to conquer.
哦，正显出是啊，显出哦啊神的大能来哦。
So it shows the power and almightiness of the Lord.
好。那最后我们从四世纪的这个可以看到在以色列的士师统治时期啊，并没有任何一个所谓的首都或者是政治中心。
So we can see also throughout the book that during the times of the judges ruling, they did not have a capital or a central ruler.
哦，就像我们刚刚所说的，这个士师的兴起啊，往往只是地方性的，而不是全国性的。
As we mentioned earlier, the judges reigned within the region, and it was not throughout the entire nation.
哦，更没有继承人呢。
So there was no heir to the throne.
哦，以色列各支派啊，是间歇性的兴起士师来治理他们。
And the Israelites within amongst their own tribes, they would hold up their own judge to rule over them.
哦，百姓们来到这些士师的面前。寻求法律，寻求政治的帮助跟解决。
And the people would come before the judge to seek for rulings and for justice.
哦，那相对于哦这个约书亚哦所建立的宗教中心示罗不同啊。
So it was very different from the time of Joshua, the foundation of faith that he had built up.
哦，所以从圣经的资料来看哦，啊，一直到以利祭司以利的时代，示罗仍然是以色列人拜神的这个信仰中心。
So as we can see all the way up till the time of Prophet Eli, that the center of focus of the Israelites were in the focus of worshiping other gods. 以罗。
好，那这个就是啊。哦，当时在士师时代，哦啊，威胁、入侵、压制以色列神的选民的这些外族哈，这些仇敌。
So this is a map showing the enemies at the time of the Israelites, the people in the outer regions.
哦，北边有从这个米索波大米来的。
So from the north there was Mesopotamia.
哦，还有这个迦南王耶宾呢。
And also the king of the Canaanites, the Jabin.
哦，那在南边哦，在这个西南有非利士人。
And on the west, there was the Philistines.
哦，亚玛利人。
The Amorites.
哦，在东南方面有亚门、米甸跟摩押。
The Ammonites, the Midianites, and the Moabites.
哦，这些啊，都是当时哦，士师时代哦，神的选民哦，啊，最大的哦，这个啊，逼迫的来源。
So this is the source of their obstacle at that time.
好，那刚刚谈到宗教哦，我们看一看，哦，在士师时代。哦，这个外族哦，迦南人呢的这个宗教。
So as we talked about religion earlier, the let's take a look at the gods of the Canaanites.
哦，迦南人他们啊，好、哦，敬是多神崇拜、拜偶像的民族。
The Canaanites worshipped idols and multiple gods.
哦，他们啊拜的哈、哦，第一个就是巴利。
The first is Baal.
哦，这个巴利啊是迦南人很重要的一个神。
Baal was a very important god to the Canaan.
哦，迦南地的人认为巴利哦掌管着啊风雨呀、啊。
They believed that Baal had the power to control rain and winds.
哦，那必须要哦敬拜巴利，哦取悦巴利呀、啊，才能够有农产品的丰收。
And they would only be able to harvest if they had worshipped Baal.
好、哦，那另外一个迦南地的人哦经常敬拜的就是。哦、被称作是巴利的太太，叫做亚斯塔路。
And the other god, which is also referred to as Baal's wife, is Asherah.、
哦、或者是亚瑟拉、哦、
Or Ashtoreth.、
哦、他们认为啊，哦、这个啊，亚斯塔路、亚瑟拉、哦、是巴利的配偶、哦、是生育、哦、爱情还有征战的女神。
They believe that Asherah, Baal's wife, is the goddess of fertility, love, and war.
哦，既然是生育爱情的女神哦，啊，所以在敬拜的这个仪式当中啊，是非常淫乱的。
So because it is the goddess of fertility during their worship, and it is very chaotic and very lustful.
哦，借着跟这个。啊、哦，这个偶像的祭司行淫呐、啊，啊、哦，来敬拜他们的偶像。
So they would do all kinds of immoral things to worship this god.
好、哦、啊，所以因为这样子的啊、哦，这个啊，好、哦、啊，这个淫乱的行为啊，哦，是为神所憎恨。
And because this was something that was despised by the Lord.
啊、哦、啊、所以我们可以看出迦南地的。人他们的宗教信仰是相当的腐败。
So we can see that the Canaanites had a very corruptible religion.
哦，相当的堕落。
They were very corrupted.
哦，但是啊，却深深的吸引这些哦这个神的选民以色列人。
But however, they attracted the chosen people of the Lord.
哦，那就如同刚刚我们所说的一样。
Just like what we have mentioned earlier.
在这个文明的程度，在这个国防武力的程度，这个以色列人都比不上迦南地的人。
On the levels of culture, on the levels of their weaponry, the Israelites cannot compare.
所以他们看到这些迦南人，他们过着这个农业的生活，这个农产品丰收。
So they can see that the Canaanites were able to harvest on and reap on their soils.
哦，那刚刚进到应许之地迦南地的以色列人呢、啊，哦，就想要如法炮制啊，哦，要照样的 copy.
So the people, the Israelites who have just entered the land, wanted to copy them in different ways.
哦，所以往往啊，哦，在这个遭遇到天灾的时候
，So often when there is a disaster. That comes upon them.
哦，以色列人很少会去反省自己啊，是不是得罪神啊
？The Israelites often do not really reflect to see whether or not they had sinned against the Lord.
哦，反而啊，去效法起迦南人哦，拜偶像。
They actually imitate the Canaanites and start to worship the false gods.
哦，迦南人哦，拜巴利哦，拜亚瑟他哦，这个亚瑟拉哦，结果啊，五谷丰收，风调雨顺，六畜兴旺啊、哦，所以我们也同样拜他。哦，也能够让我们、啊、五谷丰收，六畜兴旺。
They see that because the Canaanites worshipped Baal and Asherah, and they were successful in their harvest, then they would do the same thing.
哦，那再加上哦，这个敬拜的仪式啊，哦，充满着肉体的败坏，哦，情欲的堕落。
And also the immorality that had occurred with their corruption of their flesh.
哦，深深的吸引着哦这个神的选民。
And all these things had actually attracted the chosen people of the Lord.
用这样子的方法来拜神，多么畅快，多么享受享乐，却不晓得那个是最终败坏之乐。
They were within filled in their enjoyment in this way of worshiping the God.
这个就是当时迦南地这个士师时代他们的宗教信仰的这个状况。
So that is the situation of the religious culture at that time.
好，那刚刚我们谈到说这个士师记里头所记载的十二位士师他们都是区域性地方性的士师。
So as we mentioned, the 12 judges that was in the book of Judges, they are all regional judges.
那投影片上面就可以让我们看到他们大概是在哪里当士师。
So on the slide, you can see which region they were judges over.
让我们看到都是只是地方性的而已。
So you can see that those are all regional judges.
好，那我们接下来就来看一下士师记的大纲。
So following, let's take a look at the outline of the book.
士师记的第一章、第二章记载着士师时代之前的情况也等于在告诉我们这个一个前因
So the chapters 1 and 2 talks about the circumstance prior to the book, to Judges.
士师记的第一章是延续约书亚记的后面。
So the chapter 1 of Judges is actually a continuation of Joshua.
记载着这个以色列民他们在迦南地攻城略地的历史。
Talks about the history of how they took over and conquered land in Canaan.
也记载着他们没有办法驱逐的这个迦南的民族。
It also talked about how they were unsuccessful in eliminating all of the Canaanites.
所以就进到这个第二章。
So then we enter into chapter 2.
显示出这个当时以色列人在神的这个跟神的立约上他们的违背跟他们将要承受的试炼。
It talks about their disobedience in the Lord on their covenant and the sufferings they are about to face.
显示出这个士师记的历史是神用来试炼以色列人肯不肯遵守他诫命他诫命的这个记载。
So it records the history within the book of Judges on how the Lord wishes to see if the Israelites will listen and heed his commands.
所以一章二章记载士师时代之前的有关政治的情形跟宗教的情形。
So chapters 1 and 2 talks about the circumstances, political and religious climate of the time period.
那从第三章开始到十六章这个是士师记的过程士师记的这个等于说士师时代当中所发生的事情。
So from chapters 3 through 16, it records the situation and the circumstances that occurred during the time.
这个如同第一章、第二章所的讲的这个前因，那三到十六章就讲后果了。
Just like we've mentioned that the chapter 1 and 2 talks about the prior circumstance, chapters 3 through 16 talks about the result.
总共有七次的循环。
So there contained 7 cycles.
在这些循环里头我们看出这个以色列人在这一场试炼当中好像不是很成功。
So in the cycle, we can see that the Israelites within their trials, they were not very successful.
让那些没有被他们赶逐、没有被他们消灭的这个外族人就成了神惩罚选民的工具了。
And the people that they were not able to cast out, these foreigners, became the tools that the Lord used to discipline them.
在这个反复的试炼里头
And within this continuous cycle,
七个 cycle, 十二位士师
There were 7 cycles and 12 judges.
那这个十二位士师里头与外族对抗的就有七位之多。
And within the 12 judges, there were 7 that had interaction of attack with the other enemies.
这个让我们看出说以色列人不肯遵守神的诫命所付出的代价。
So we see that is the result of the Israelites not disobeying the Lord's commands.
所以当我们不肯 彻底的遵守神的诫命。
So when we do not fully obey the Lord,
哦，我们也会啊，像以色列选民在四世纪里头一样啊，哦，被神很频繁的管教。
We will be just like the Israelites in the book of Judges. We will be disciplined heavily by the Lord.
好，那从这个十七章开始啊，到二十一章。
So beginning from chapter 17 through chapter 21.
哦，这个是记载在士师时代后期的情形。
It records the time period towards the latter days of the judges.
哦，记载这几件哦这个混乱的事情。
Talks about a few situations and events of corruption.
哦，一个就是在宗教上的混乱。
There was a corruption of the religion.
哦，这个啊米迦哈。啊，他自己在家里啊，立起神坛，哦，聘起祭司来了。
Micah had set up his own shrine and also set up his own priest.
哦，神的选民竟然拜起偶像。
And the chosen people of the Lord actually worshipped idols.
哦，那神的哦，这个利未人哈，分别出来的这个利未人呐，哦，当起偶像的祭司来了。
So the Levite that the Lord has set aside as priest.Started to worship idols.
好，那第二个事情哈，第二个混乱都是在道德上的混乱。
Second corruption occurred on the morality.
哦，同样也是利未人哦。
It is also from the Levites.
哦，这个他的妾跑掉了，跑回娘家哈，那他回去啊，把他带回来。
So the Levite's concubine ran home, and he went after her to try to get her back.
哦，但是在啊回城的过程当中啊，哦却哦在自己。哦，民族所居住的地方啊，遇到了这个匪类啊。
But in the process of getting her back, he encountered obstacles of abusers and molesters.
做出了跟当时罪恶之城所多玛、俄摩拉同样罪恶的事情。
And the sin that happened was similar to at the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, the sin that they had wanted to do on the guests.
可见那时候哦，道德普遍的。腐败沦丧。
So you can see at that time that corruption spread within their morality.
哦，那最后哦，就是在支派上的混乱哦，征战的事情。
Lastly, it talks about the chaos amongst the tribes.
哦，由于之前的这个利未人妾的事件哦，基比亚匪类的这个事情啊。
And because of the matter of the concubine of the Levites.
哦，引起哈这个啊各支派要来声讨哦，必。啊，这个啊，护庇哈啊，庇护这个基比亚腓力这个便雅悯人。
And it aroused that all the tribes wanted to target the tribe of Benjamin.
哦，引起了支派的这个征战。
And it also caused dissension amongst the tribes.
哦，手足相残之余啊，哦，让十二个支派几乎少掉一个支派。
So they fought against each other. At the end, they almost lost one entire tribe.
哦，这个是士师记哦，士师时代后期啊所发生的一些混乱的情形。
So this is the circumstance that occurred at the latter days of the judges.
好，那以下哦就是有关啊士师记的每一章的章题。
So the following is a summary of each chapter.
好，总共二十一章。
There is a total of 21 chapters.
好，那在最后哈，我们要来看看这个士师记啊，哦，它的诠释以及它现代的意义是什么。
So now we would like to look at the theme of the book as well as a life application aspect.
哦，希伯来书十一章哦，三十三到三十四节啊，啊，那里这么说。
In Hebrews 11:33.
好，我们来看一下啊。
Let's refer to Hebrews 11:33.
十一章三十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11:33.
三十三节，他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。三十四。
34.
啊，灭了烈火的猛士，脱离刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。好啊，在这里啊，这个希伯来书的作者啊。以这个 这个士师时代的这些士师勇敢的行为啊，来表达哦他们的信心。
So here the author of Hebrews depicted the faith of the judges within these two verses.
啊，可见哦，啊，在新约圣经里头啊，啊也是，啊借着士师记哦的这个核心，也就是真理啊啊，来表达哦这个信心呢。
So even in the New Testament, they would use the book of Judges to describe the faith, the meaning of faith.
哦，换句话说，以色列人因为不信而惹动神的愤怒。
So in other words, because the Israelites did not have faith, they aroused the wrath of the Lord.
而士师们因着相信而带来了神的拯救。
And because of the faith of the judges, it brought upon salvation from the Lord.
哦，这如同啊，刚刚我们所提到在《生命记》里头的历史的观点哦。
So it also reflects the what we've talked about in the book of Deuteronomy.
哦，也同样的是用信心来做基础的。
They used faith as the foundation.
哦，对此哈、哦、啊，呈现出神在历史的全能。
To also encapsulate the almighty power of the Lord.
哦，啊也啊，在这个哦信心上哦，让我们看到它的这个重要性。
So that in faith we can see its importance.
哦，所以我们在诠释这个士师记的同时啊。
So when we read the book of Judges and study it at the same time,
我们必须要哦能够体认神他无尽的权威跟荣耀。
We should be able to also recognize God's power and glory.
哦，神的祭邪跟神的圣洁。
God's jealousy and His holiness.
哦，并且愿意谦卑俯伏在神的权啊的这个啊威严当中啊。
And to be able to come with humility.Before the Lord's power.
哦，这个是士师记哈、哦、啊，它的诠释所带给我们啊的这个看见。
So this is the message and the overview of what the book of Judges brings to us in our life application.、
哦、在圣啊，在信心的基础上
，and the foundation of our faith.
哦，承认神的主权。
To confirm the almighty authority of the Lord.
好、哦，那再来就是。有关它的这个现代的意义。
So now it's the interpretation of our current life application.
啊，在刚刚我们所说的，在历史史观的过程里头。
Just as we've mentioned in the process of going through history.
我们发现说啊，士师记所呈现的是一个极诱惑人的画面。
We can see that the image of the book of Judges is something that was temple to the people.
哦，迦南地的这个外邦诸神偶像啊，哦，仿佛披着炫人眼目的彩衣一样。
It was as if the wicked idol worshippers of the foreigners had beautiful rainbow robes on them.
哦，要来引诱神的选民，哦，啊，与神啊，啊，越来越远，哦。
And they wanted to tempt the people of God to so that they can depart further and further from the Lord.
啊，那今天。我们所面对的，也许不再是啊，哦，那个啊迷人、哦炫目的偶像。
So today, what we face might not be the beautiful idols that tempt us.
哦，但是它却啊幻化成无形无声，充斥在我们周遭每一个角落里头。
But it becomes something that falls within the corners around us.
哦，如同当日引诱神的选民一样。
Just like the things that had tempted the people of God at that time.
哦，今天这些无形的偶像啊，哦，也要激发起我们心里头内在的欲望。
These idols that we do not really see with our eyes will also tempt our inner hearts.
哦，对啊，属世的种种做无尽无止的追求。
And it will cause us to pursue after various things in the world.
哦，让我们呢 这个仰望神。我们的这个仰望神啊，却逐渐呢、啊，哦，在我们眼前呢、啊，哦，逐渐的衰残。
So that when we put our eyes toward God, it becomes an obstacle in front of us.
哦，让我们的啊，对神的这个热忱啊，哦，逐渐就越来越冷漠。
And it will cool the zeal that we have for the Lord.
哦，甚至我们姑息，我们放弃。 我们为自己有了很多的借口。
Perhaps we might also give up or have excuses for ourselves.
哦，来作为我们逐渐失去立场、倾向于今生福乐的理由啊。
Becomes an excuse for us to not further go seek after the Lord.
哦，就像当时这些以色列选民没有办法把这个迦南地的人驱逐出去啊。
It is similar to the people of Israel. They were unable to cast out the entire nation of the Canaanites.
哦，把他们呢留在迦南地啊，好，成为仆人来使用。
They kept these people as servants.
哦，哎，不把他们赶出去也很好啊。你看，免费的外籍劳工。
They felt it is good to just keep some of them here and use them for labor.
哦，但是当这个神的选民他们国势。衰弱了之后啊。
But when they started to have the downfall of their nation.
这些原本的外籍劳工啊，却成为压迫他们、逼迫他们的这个外来势力。
And these laborers that they had that they held as the foreign laborers became their oppressors.
今天我们的信仰也是这样。
Today our faith is the same.
我们不肯针对我们内在的这些软弱。以及缺失来对付靠神来胜过。
We are unwilling to face our obstacles within and rely on the Lord to conquer.
我们总是自我安慰、自我说服、自己给自己理由来包容、来妥协。
We often self-comfort or have excuses to not pay attention to that.
我可以控制的。
We can control it.
我不会让它失控的啦。
We will not lose control.
就好像说你年轻的时候你一次可以遛五只狗啊。
Just like when you're young, you can walk 5 dogs at a time.
但是当你年老的时候我是五只狗一起来遛你啊。
But when you're old in age, it's the 5 dogs that walk you.
拖着跑
They drag you along.
所以同样的这个以色列人也是这样，我们也是这样。
Likewise, the Israelites are the same, and so are we.
所以最后就是顾此失彼，给魔鬼留地步。
In the end, you care for yourself, you leave room for Satan.
所以士师记在提醒我们。
So the book of Judges remind us.
神会对于我们的行为会有所回应的。
That God will have a response to our action.
祭邪的神不会喜悦我们偏离。
The jealous God will not be pleased with us departing from His ways.
这是士师记给我们一个第一个现代的意义。
So this is the meaning of the book of Judges in the current time.
那再来，士师记也在告诉我们。
And then again, the book of Judges tells us.
神他知道我们的软弱。
That God understands our weakness.
他愿意安慰人。
He is willing to comfort us.
他愿意做我们随时的保障。
And he will be our reliance.
就像他兴起士师来拯救在痛苦当中呼求的以色列百姓。
Just like how he saved the Israelites at the time of the judges when they called upon him.
当我们遇到困难、遇到患难，我们愿意悔改、愿意呼求他的时候。
When we encounter difficulties or trials, when we are able and willing to repent and cry upon Him,
神也必能够来抚平我们的忧伤，带给我们平安。
The Lord will aid our sufferings and bring us peace.
这就是士师记所给我们现代的意义。
So this is the meaning of the book of Judges.
所以以上我们把士师记做一个概略性的一个简介。
So the above is an overview of the book of Judges.
愿我们在阅读士师记、查考它的时候，我们都能够从当中得到造就、得到启发。
Hope that when we read the book of Judges, we will be able to receive its message and teachings as we study it.
来作为我们信仰生活上得胜的参考。
So it can become a reference guide to our way of life so that we can overcome it.
我们下午的聚会就到这里。
And we conclude our afternoon service here.
我们最后再来唱一首赞美诗168首。
Let's conclude with a hymn 168.
我们 感谢神在他圣安息日的带领。
We thank God that on the guidance of this Holy Sabbath day.
我们现在在一起来向他献上我们感谢的祈祷。
We are now here to again give him our prayers.
也祈求主耶稣基督带领我们如同当时他兴起士师一样。
We ask God to guide us as he has risen the judges.
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹都能够成为这个时代的士师。
So that all of us as brothers and sisters, we can become the judge of this current time.
带来这个审判万民的福音。
That we can bring the salvation of all nations.
以及福音的功效拯救。
Including the gospel of salvation.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
So let's all kneel down and pray together.